I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Help is coming for Afghan refugees arriving in Utah. The governor has announced the creation of a new community fund. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt was at the news conference and has the details.
Governor Spencer Cox announcing this afternoon the Afghan Community Fund for the 750-plus refugees coming to Utah.
They're coming to build a new life, and we have the opportunity to help them create a bright, safe, and vibrant future.
The public-private partnership involves businesses, nonprofits, and private donors, and the money will go toward helping people resettle in Utah with legal fees, food needs, housing, and employment where public assistance ends. Co-chair of the fund, Nadja Lockwood, says they've already received some generous donations.
As of today, we have raised $275,000.
Now they're asking Utahns to open their hearts and wallets to help people starting over in the Beehive State. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
A 26-year-old man has been arrested in connection with a stabbing last weekend in Pioneer Park. Salt Lake City police say Ibrahim Albasis was trying to break into a home this morning with an axe. Police say they were able to connect him back to the stabbing over the weekend. A congressional committee is set to take a vote at any minute on a criminal contempt charge. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol will vote soon on whether to hold former President Trump's advisor, Steve Bannon, in criminal contempt. Bannon has cited President Trump's claims of executive privilege to defy a subpoena to appear and provide information. If the committee finds Bannon in contempt, the Democratic leadership plans to bring it to a vote of the full House. The FBI has made contact with the gang that took American hostages in Haiti this week, but White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it remains U.S. policy not to negotiate with hostage takers, and she says Haiti is a dangerous place for Americans right now.
We've had a travel advisory for Haiti. Kidnapping is widespread, and victims regularly include U.S. citizens. We know these groups target U.S. citizens who they assume have the resources and finances to pay ransoms, even if that is not the case.
The gang is asking for $1 million in ransom for each hostage. Five of the 17 hostages are children. The Senate is set to vote this week on a sweeping voting rights bill, the Freedom to Vote Act. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill is necessary.
It sets common sense standards to make sure of all Americans, no matter what zip code they live in, have the freedom to vote safely, securely. It adopts critical anti-election sabotage protections to safeguard our democracy from threats, foreign and domestic.
Republicans have vowed to filibuster. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The FDA has laid out a plan to let most Americans buy hearing aids without a prescription or a referral. Acting Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock explains.
When finalized, the rule would allow hearing aids within this category to be sold directly to consumers in retail stores or online without first undergoing a medical exam or custom fitting by an audiologist.
The FDA says children and teens would still need a prescription. Meantime, the FDA is throwing its approval behind a new, safer kind of chewing tobacco.
The FDA out with a compromise on chewing tobacco, allowing the marketing of four new tobacco products intended to be chewed and thrown away, amounting to less harmful chemicals being ingested. A company called U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company claims its new chewable products, sold under the brand name Verve, aren't likely to get youth hooked on tobacco or cause former smokers to start smoking again. Still, the FDA maintains there is no such thing as safe tobacco and still has to authorize the new brand, but it is allowing the company to advertise the new products for now, just not to children. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL Sports. BYU sent Zach Wilson to the NFL, and now the NFL is giving back with a $4 million grant to study hamstring injuries among football players. This is a big problem for the NFL. 75% of hamstring injuries force players to miss games, and that's bad for business. BYU researchers will try to identify what characteristics might make an athlete more prone to hamstring injuries and figure out better ways to prevent them. I'm giving you permission to go ahead and take a nap now because it's good for you.
Grab that pillow and curl up. A new study says a 90-minute nap helps your body and your mind. Researchers at Northwestern University say sleep enhances the ability to learn new motor skills and it helps your memory. People had to try a new challenging motor task. Then they had them take a nap, and after they woke up, they came back better able to do the task. This could help shape rehab therapies for stroke patients and other neurological disorders. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Okay, wake up. It's time for First Look Traffic. On the 5 o'clock report, here's Ricky Meese.
Enjoy it while you can. We rarely see a drive like this in the middle of the week. All of your Salt Lake County freeways seeing light traffic, good speeds, no problems. The same for I-15 in Utah County, as well as Parley's Canyon, Big and Little Cottonwood, and Provo Canyon. It's Davis County where we have just a little bit of slowing northbound I-15 late and through Clearfield and Scanners, calling out a crash, possible injuries, California Avenue at 5600 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
So, Ricky, are you just going to go home?
No. As soon as I do, then it'll be problematic.
Isn't that the way? The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 506. Educators are noticing a very big drop in the number of students enrolled in the Salt Lake City School District, especially in the elementary schools. And this could have a serious impact on the money the city schools receive from the state. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Last year, there were over 10,000 students enrolled in the Salt Lake City School District elementary schools. The year before that, 11,400. This year, only 9,600, and officials with other school districts tell KSL they're not seeing a similar drop. Every October, districts have to submit their fall enrollment to the state board, and the state tracks where the students are moving. But officials say it's too soon to know if anything truly out of the ordinary is happening yet.
State educators say it's possible students left for private schools or even online schools, and it's not just the Salt Lake City School District. Ben Horsley with the Granite School District expects enrollment will continue to drop 700 to 1,500 students a year.
We conducted actually a two-year-long study with a third-party consultant, and they identified several reasons. The primary reason is birth rates in our region of the county, and I assume are probably Salt Lake County-wide and even statewide, are down a third. And so our anticipated enrollment is expected to drop roughly 700 to 1,500 students a year for the next 10 to 15 years, which means we're going to be down into the low 50,000 range, kind of settle at that spot long term in that time frame. So that's just kind of expected regardless of COVID and the impacts of COVID.
Ben Horsley tells David Dujanovic the decline in enrollment won't necessarily ease the burden on teachers or the burden on resources, though.
Class size is going to remain the same either way. Class size is dictated by budgets, right, and not building capacity. So we look at the funding we receive from the legislature, and we adjust class size ratios based on those funding mechanisms as opposed to building capacity. What that does tell us, though, is that we probably we've got roughly 90 buildings in Granite School District for the same amount of population that we have now, which is a little over 60,000 students that we did when we were in the 78,000 range. We've closed three schools in the last few years. What that means is we have too many buildings.
Horsley says the school board hasn't made any decisions at all about school closures. He says if they do consider that, there's going to be lots of community outreach first. KSL News Time 508. Time now for My Minute of News. And we're brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
I have seen the future, and it's coming quicker than you think. I see giant bugs roaming the skies above Utah. And from my crystal ball, I hear a constant buzz from above. Sparked by this labor shortage, I see drones becoming a part of everyday life. Amazon's already testing them. And it won't be long before you hear that high-pitched buzz, and the kids will start jumping up and down. The pizza's here! The pizza's here! As things now stand, you can only pilot a drone if you can see the drone. You're not allowed to let it out of your sight. But with fast food joints scrambling for delivery people, we're closing in on the day it's cheaper to have a little whirly bird gracefully release your precious burritos on the front porch.
We keep on waiting, waiting on the world to change.
The University of Utah is already working with the FAA to map invisible air corridors in the sky. Because drones can't be allowed to skitter around willy-nilly, they'll have to follow flight routes to avoid mid-air collisions. Nobody wants Amazon boxes falling from the sky or steaming pizza glopping down onto your sunroof. Delivery drones would have to be ready for hungry hijackers who might shoot your DoorDash right out of the sky. But all of these problems will be worked out because they can't find enough delivery drivers. Now, if you advertise a job for a drone pilot, I think they'll get applicants out the wazoo, as these nimble-fingered kids would be happy to play video games for $15 an hour. Or if this inflation sticks around, for $30 an hour. And when that happens, a freshly delivered drone pizza with pepperoni might cost you $50. But even then, I beg you, in the name of all things holy, don't order it with pineapple.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Just hearing early reports being called out on the scanners of a rollover crash in Murray at 4500 South and Main Street. We'll try to get more information for you on that. North and southbound I-15 between North Temple and Bluffdale. Good to go. All the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways seeing a good drive as well, with light traffic and no delays. Michelle?
Looking at just a little bit of slowing on Bangor Highway around the 201, and more slowing as you're going through the construction in South Jordan. For drivers in Utah County, I-15 looking good, seeing no delays there. Just a little bit of slowing on Lehigh's Main Street. Steve?
Well, no wrecks, no slowdowns on northbound 15 from downtown Salt Lake, but you have those Davis County slowdowns waiting for you, though, from Layton up to Clearfield. Good to go on the West Belt, northbound 215. Legacy looks good, as does Highway 89 in Davis County from Lagoon up to Harrison Boulevard. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Their technicians helped over 60,000 Utah homeowners last year. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank has your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head for Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, plenty of clouds still here along the Wasatch Front. Temperatures will be in the mid-40s in the 5 o'clock hour with a few lingering showers. We will see things start to clear as we head through the night, so mid-40s at 6 o'clock, low 40s for 7, 8, and 9, upper 30s by 10. Ultimate lows will stay in those upper 30s with clearing conditions by morning. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
45 degrees in Salt Lake City. Sunset tonight comes at 6:40 p.m. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in-depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, you were just talking about drones in your Minute of News. Well, a drone company plans to conduct a rescue mission to save several dogs trapped on La Palma in the Canary Islands as volcanic eruptions continue. Now, a video shot nearly a week ago shows these stranded dogs looking desperate, weak, and skinny in ash-covered yards. The Washington Post reports the company, Aero Cameras, has now received permission from the Spanish government to embark on this mission. The company plans to fly drones in with food for the animals, as well as another camera to inspect the logistics of the area. Now, once the dogs get used to the machines, it would carry out the rescue mission. The company's chief executive tells Telecinco Broadcasting that the mission is technically the most complicated thing that they've done. He says, it's a delicate situation because the net can only handle one dog at a time.
So the drone operators have to be sure to take off at the right moment. Despite the risks, he says there are no other options. The ash and lava surrounding the area make rescues by helicopter or land impossible. He says either they take them out or they probably won't be alive in a few days.
Oh, I hope they can get it done. Thanks, Maria. It's 5:13, a miraculous escape for a group of Houston Astros fans this morning when their private plane headed to Boston for Tuesday night's playoff game, tonight's playoff game, crashed during takeoff. ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard says the type of plane really helped avoid a tragedy.
This particular aircraft isn't flown by many U.S. airlines anymore, but when it was in service, it had an excellent safety record. It was built very strongly. As we can see, it survived at least long enough for these people to get off the airplane safely.
22 people were on board when the plane hit a fence and erupted in flames during takeoff. 21 escaped unscathed. One person was injured. KSL News Time 5:14, trending on social media. The largest pumpkin in America, 2,520 pounds, but the Wisconsin grower won't get the $20,000 prize because the pumpkin, this giant orange blob of a thing, had a hairline crack in its skin the size of a fingernail. It grew too big for its own skin, and rules are rules. If there's a crack, you're disqualified, and so the grower is out. He shrugs and says, well, that's the way it goes in pumpkin contests. What are you going to do? The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Salt Lake City private lab could hold the key to solving the Atlanta child murders case once and for all. I'm Becky Bruce.
Second, a big drop in enrollment could have serious consequences on the money that some schools receive from the state. Educators are especially noticing the drop in elementary schools in the Salt Lake City district. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have crews on the scene of a vehicle fire southbound I-15 just after 2600 South Woods Cross. This is going to be taking up the two right lanes of traffic and a report of a rollover crash 4500 South and Main Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Storm is moving out. Skies will clear and temperatures will get a little cold tonight. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Well, it's 45 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. In about an hour, a half an hour from now, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol will meet to take up a vote which could come up with former Trump White House aide Steve Bannon being held in contempt. ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
Congress can't directly charge Steve Bannon with a crime, but a federal prosecutor can. That's why the entire House will vote this Thursday on whether to refer a contempt of Congress charge against President Trump's former advisor. Bannon has refused orders to testify and provide documents on what he did before and during the January 6th insurrection. He could face up to a year in prison if convicted, but the charge rarely leads to jail time.
And again, the committee voting in about a half an hour from now. A federal grand jury has indicted Nebraska Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry. The FBI is investigating campaign contributions from a Nigerian billionaire. No fatalities in the fiery crash of a chartered jet near Houston Executive Airport. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
All that remains now is a burned-out shell of the MD-87 jet. The NTSB telling ABC News it is sending a full go team to investigate why the plane did not become airborne, rolled off the end of the runway, through a fence, over a road, and into a field before it caught fire. Luckily, everybody got out alive. The NTSB says a 10-person team is going. They'll try to retrieve the cockpit voice and data recorders to better understand why the plane didn't take off.
The plane was heading to Boston for the Houston Astros playoff game against the Red Sox. A senior Haitian police official tells ABC News that kidnappers are demanding $1 million ransom for each of the 17 missionaries being held hostage in Haiti. 16 of them are American. One of them is Canadian. Stocks closed higher today. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Election Day is just, what, a couple of weeks away? This is an off-year election coming up. So will Utahns vote? Will you vote? Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson joins me live on the KSL Newsline. Sherry, must be election time if we're talking to you. How are you? How have you been?
I'm good. Thank you.
So what kind of turnout are we expecting this year?
You know, for a municipal year, we're expecting maybe 30 to 35% turnout.
And, you know, it would seem that, yeah, it's not that exciting. People won't vote. But aren't the ballots mailed to people's houses? You don't have to. They're still here. Can you hear me, Sherry?
Yes, you cut out for a moment.
I'm just wondering why turnout would be so low, considering the ballots are mailed out to your house now.
Well, for one thing, I think citizens don't realize the importance of municipal elections and the decisions that their mayors and council members make. They have a lot of impact on their everyday lives. They make decisions on development in their communities, their fire, police protection, snow removal. But nevertheless, these candidates don't have a lot of money to spend on campaigns, and so they may not be as familiar with them. That's one of the reasons. Also, we have quite a number of contests that are uncontested, so there may only be one candidate in a race, and so that doesn't bode well for turnout.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. Now, for some voters, this is going to be their first time with ranked choice voting. Is that going to create some confusion or perhaps create any issues?
I think if they read our instructions, they're very comprehensive. They're right on the top of their ballot. And also, we have some very intuitive video examples on our website. And if they pay attention to those and just take the time to read the instructions and even look at our website to see how ranked choice voting works, that it will be okay. I think some voters will like it, others may not, but it was a decision made by the municipal legislative bodies. Their city councils voted as to whether they wanted to implement ranked choice voting. It was passed as a pilot project by the state legislature in 2018. And so 9 of the cities are having ranked choice voting in contests where enough candidates actually filed for office to need ranked choice voting. If there weren't at least more than 2, then it wouldn't necessitate ranked choice voting.
Okay, so ballots are out there. They've been mailed. When do they have to come back? What are the upcoming deadlines?
So the deadlines for someone to return their ballot, if they're mailing it back to us, it needs to be postmarked by the day before Election Day, so no later than November 1st. And we encourage that you, if you're mailing your ballot back, to postmark it or mail it by the Friday before, just to be sure. Don't put it in your mailbox the day before Election Day and expect it to be postmarked. But if you miss mailing it back, we have drop boxes throughout the county. There's 18 ballot drop boxes, and you can drop it in the drop box until 8 p.m. on election night, or you could take it to one of our vote centers and deposit it at a vote center. We have 22 vote centers throughout the county, and again, you can do that until 8 p.m. on election day when the polls close.
Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. KSL News Time, 522. It's time to bring you up to speed on traffic. Triple Team Report here brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky, any traffic?
We're only now starting to see a little bit of traffic filling in and slowing down. Southbound I-15 approaching 7200 south, right by the south interchange. Also, a little bit of building westbound SR-201, Redwood Road over to Bangor Highway. We have a KSL traffic trooper reporting police activity, Mountain View Corridor, 118th south, and that's backing up southbound traffic. And then delays due to a rollover crash on 4500 south near Main Street. Michelle?
Well, we have a possible couple of crashes on 5600 West. The first is with injuries at California Avenue. Another at 5600 West at about 70th South has been called out. Seeing some delays on Bangor Highway in the construction in South Jordan. And we're still seeing good speeds I-15 in Utah County. Steve?
Yeah, same goes for northbound 15 as you leave downtown Salt Lake City. But delays for Davis County drivers on northbound 15, Layton up to Clearfield. Had a vehicle on fire reported on southbound I-15 at about 2600 south in Woods Cross in Davis County. Looks like it's been moved over to the right shoulder. No problems on the west belt. Northbound 215, Legacy's looking good right now. If your child begins kindergarten in 2022, it's time to apply for Waterford Upstart. Get them ready at home at no cost. It's fun and easy. Register today at waterfordupstart.org. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Here's your 7-day forecast. And Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, our storm definitely delivered heavy valley rain. We're talking spots over an inch and a quarter of water. And the mountains, 6 to 10 inches of snow. Tonight, lows in the 30s. Skies go partly cloudy. Beautiful full moon out there. 63 and partly cloudy on Wednesday. 66 mostly sunny on Thursday. We'll stay in the 60s with some clouds into the weekend, and then our next storm gets here late Sunday into Monday and Tuesday of next week. More valley rain mixing with some snow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
45 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 524.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. USANA Health Sciences creates high-quality nutritional products focused on putting a healthy life within reach for all. Jim Brown, president of USANA, is here to tell us more about his company's vision to promote wellness and fight malnutrition throughout the world.
At USANA, we've always set our goal to create the healthiest family on earth. We have more than 900 employees in Utah working hard to provide the best supplements, skincare, and lifestyle products to people all over the world. We're proud that the majority of our products are made right here in Utah. On top of providing a great place to work and high-quality products, we're dedicated to helping end malnutrition through our charitable USANA Foundation. We're working in countries as far away as Thailand and Kenya, but we recognize the need to combat hunger right here at home. In fact, one in five children along the Wasatch Front doesn't know where their next meal will come from. Through our USANA Kids Eat program, we provide stable food sources for local school children, which are handed out each week in discreet backpacks. You can be a part of this initiative by volunteering to pack food bags at our facility. Just go to usanakidseat.org to learn more.
We are grateful for the community support and encouragement provided by USANA. For more information, visit usana.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, speaking on business.
You love Zoom for video meetings? Now, choose Zoom to power your phone communications too. Zoom Phone works seamlessly within the Zoom app as your business phone system. Zoom Phone's secure HD audio and enterprise-grade reliability keep you connected to your teams and your customers. And it's easy to use on mobile, desktop, or desk phone. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Zoom, how the world connects.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate.
Happy birthday!
Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL, brought to you by Central Bank. The NBA is expecting $10 billion in revenue this season, a bump from the last 2 years during the pandemic when the crowds were limited or non-existent. KSL drives the trucking industry is short 80,000 drivers. This shortage is adding to the supply chain backlogs. There are fewer drivers to pick up cargo from the ports. On Wall Street, a good day. The Dow is up 198 points, wrapping up at 35,457. The S&P gained 33 points, and the NASDAQ was up 107 points. KSL News Time 527. Kanye West is no longer Kanye West.
Kanye West is officially off the grid name-wise. He's now just Ye. Y-E is in the last half of his first name. The last name West, gone as well. A judge in Los Angeles approved the name change request this week. Ye said he likes the word because it's used so much in the Bible, and he identifies with its meaning of you. And Ye now adds to the list of other top music acts that have changed their names over the years, including Snoop Lion, and probably most famously, the artist formerly known as Prince, who changed his name to a symbol in 1993. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Dave Cawley.
investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.